This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Falling further behind.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. The delinquency rate for mortgages has been around 2% for years. Delinquent means at least 2 months behind on the payments. That rate is now almost double the 2%. This comes from the credit agency TransUnion. TransUnion predicts by the end of next year, the delinquency rate will be much higher than 4%. But there's also good news in this economy for certain adjustable rate mortgages. Marketplace's Jeff Tyler explains.
Some adjustable rate mortgages are tied to treasury bonds. When the yield on T-bills goes up, the mortgage can reset at a higher interest rate. The converse is also true, as we're seeing now. With the stock market collapsing, many investors sought refuge in the safety of treasury bills. The increased demand brought bond yields down, and homeowners with related adjustable rate mortgages are reaping the benefits.
So for those people, their interest rate might actually be going down.
That's consultant Tom Lawler, who tracks the housing industry. Even if your mortgage is not tied to treasury notes, Lawler says it's a good time to talk to your lender about refinancing.
Because the level of interest rates has come down so much, the probability of being able to get at least some help for troubled borrowers has actually increased considerably over the last 2 weeks.
Also increasing, the number of people picking fixed-rate mortgages. They're at a 20-year high. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
Today, Detroit's car makers submit their turnaround plans to Congress. They have a lot of turning around to do. November car sales come out today, and they're expected to be ugly, about a 30% drop from last year. But it's not just Detroit. European automakers reported a 17% drop. In South Africa, sales fell 28%. And Toyota announced another production cut in Japan today. It looks like Wall Street will rebound, but there's a lot of rebounding to do. The Dow is all the way back down to 8149 after losing 679 points, nearly 8%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ both lost almost 9%. In Asia today, a 5% loss in Hong Kong, 6% in Japan. But things have picked up in Europe. Shares are up 1 to 2% so far. The European Union is working on a stimulus package, but some EU countries are bickering about what to do. Let's bring in our European correspondent, Stephen Beard. Stephen, where's the beef?
On the one hand, you've got the Brits and the French who are in favour, but the Germans are very sceptical about the need for a big reflationary package, even though Germany is already officially in recession.
And the Germans are hesitant because they don't want to go further into debt, to spend more money?
The Germans are getting very alarmed about the ever-widening budget deficits in Europe. At the weekend, the German finance minister was indulging in some pretty lurid rhetoric. He said countries embarking on big deficit spending programs were like lemmings rushing over a cliff.
Well, what does he think about the U.S. and the $8 trillion that have been pledged so far?
Well, they are aghast, frankly. I mean, the Germans don't like debt. the widespread reaction in Germany to last week's latest raft of measures in the US was pretty telling. I mean, many people were horrified, including, it seems, the Chancellor, Angela Merkel. I mean, they do not feel that taxpayers' money should go into, as they see it, encouraging the kind of behaviour that got us into this mess in the first place: excessive lending, borrowing and overconsumption.
I think a few people here were horrified as well, Stephen. All right, Stephen Beard in London. Thank you.
Okay, Scott.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation Energy, working to provide responsible, sustainable energy to power America's future. Constellation Energy, the way energy works. And by Constant Contact, dedicated to helping small businesses and nonprofits build stronger customer relationships through email marketing. ConstantContact.com. The Marketplace Entrepreneurship Desk is supported by the Kauffman Foundation, online at kauffman.org.
If there's such a thing as good economic fallout, it might be the price of oil. It's at $48 a barrel this morning, a 3.5-year low. That should send gas even further below $2 a gallon on average. Here in California, gas is a bit more than $2, but not at two gas stations in Pasadena. Gash Peters explains.
You've probably never heard of Garo Gas, but in Pasadena, California, the owners of this tiny little independent gas station are like folk heroes, selling gas way cheaper than the big boys. The owner, Homipata Meladonia, is all over TV.
We gave a good price for everybody and it became news.
It did, but that's not all. Garo Gas has a rival, Fastop, they're called. They're right next door. In fact, last week when Fastop put gas on sale at $1.69, the Garo guys thought, nuts to that, and immediately undercut them by a penny. Well, customers were all over the place like termites. It was chaos. Joe Wilson's a regular.
These two stations have gas wars periodically. I don't know who starts it or what, but normally that guy's cheaper and these people are expensive.
Why did you come here?
The cheapest gas I've seen, brother. 1 cent make a difference.
Part of it is the game of it, to try and find the best price. So it's kind of fun.
They're coming in this way. They're coming every which way, you know.
It's crazy. Yeah, it is.
Have you ever had to go in there and sort out a fight?
No, not really, no. People eventually get along.
Yeah, well, not everyone. I found one guy filling up at Fastop who had some kind of grudge against Garo and refused to go there. To heck with their fancy low price.
The one next door?
Yeah, I mean, it's $1.68 next door. You could have saved a penny.
Huh? I didn't care about the penny. I don't like that guy.
Oh, so it's like a personal thing?
Yes.
Wow, it's like the Old West. Every day is a showdown. In fact, I told Fastop that, breaking news, Garo Gas had lowered its price by another penny. That didn't go down well.
Well, we just had it at $1.69. They must have dropped their prices.
So why didn't you lower yours now by 2 cents and you'll get all his customers?
If we go any lower, we're going to lose out.
And Lord knows we wouldn't want a gas station to lose out, right? To summarize this then, people are cheap, right? It's okay to insult your customers, don't worry.
No, it is true. That's obvious.
I'm cheap too. But not that cheap. I'm not crazy.
Well, that's open to debate, frankly. In Pasadena, California, I'm Cash Peters for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.
American Public Media. The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.